This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. President Joe Biden meets Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday outside of San Francisco as the two prepare for the Asia-Pacific Economy Summit. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Woodside, California, that Biden said he's focused on stabilizing the relationship.
President Joe Biden laid out his modest aims ahead of a significant meeting with China's leader Wednesday, saying his priority is to get back on a normal course of corresponding with President Xi Jinping and his government. But the meeting on a bucolic estate near San Francisco comes after a bruising year for China-U.S. relations and ahead of a presidential election in Taiwan. Administration officials told VOA that the White House continues to support the One China policy, but also wishes to see Taiwan's democracy continue to flourish. Anita Powell, VOA News, San Francisco.
In London,
I am prepared to do what is necessary to get flights off.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Wednesday his government will introduce emergency legislation that will confirm that Rwanda is a safe country after the Supreme Court ruled that the plan to send asylum seekers there was unlawful.
I told Parliament earlier today that I'm prepared to change our laws and revisit those international relationships to remove the obstacles in our way.
Britain intends to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers who arrived on its shores without permission to Rwanda, hoping to deter them from crossing the channel in small boats. The Israeli military has released video it says shows guns, ammunition, grenade, and flak jackets found at the Shifa hospital. The troops entered the hospital on Wednesday. Hamas denies it. This is VOA News. Nigeria's labor unions have begun an indefinite strike. Timothy Obiju reports from Abuja.
For a second day Wednesday, the nationwide strike held firm. The strike is in response to the beating of the NLC president, Joe Ajaero, on November the 1st. Police have denied beating the NLC president. Police said agents only took Ajaero into protective custody to save him from an angry mob. Benson Upah is the spokesperson of the Nigerian Labour Congress. He says the NLC president is still recovering from the incident.
He was in a bad shape.
The unions also blame authorities for failing to honor agreements made to cushion the cost of living crisis triggered by government's economic reforms introduced in May. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Serbia signed a deal to import natural gas from Azerbaijan on Wednesday, paving the way to end Azerbaijan's almost complete dependence on Russian gas. The United States Postal Service on Tuesday reported a $6.5 billion net loss for the 12 months ending September 30th, said it will not break even next year as first-class mail fell to its lowest volume since 1968. U.S. retail sales fell for the first time in 7 months in October as motor vehicle purchases and spending on hobbies dropped, pointing to slowing demand at the start of the fourth quarter. This news further strengthens expectations that the Federal Reserve is done hiking interest rates, as the point of hiking the rates was to slow the economy to drop the rate of inflation. Two mountain lion cubs are having an examination by the veterinarians at the Oakland Zoo in the U.S. state of California. They were found on Tuesday. They think, the cub's mother, who was hit by a car and killed. The zoo says the two cubs look to be doing okay.
So the two little girls on intake look pretty good. They're a little bit quiet. They're definitely dehydrated. They're definitely thin. They've probably been starving since they left their mom.
The cubs are likely to stay in the zoo's intensive care unit for about 8 days, then be moved to a holding area until they can find a home for them. Without having learned survival skills from their mother, the cubs, they say, would not be able to survive in the wild. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.